Welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook, where our goal is to have a genuine and authentic conversation about the Christian faith journey and what a messy walk with Jesus really looks like. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast. I'm your host, Steph, here with Pastor Adam.
Hey.
And I just want to say, we have loved our new series so far.
Yes,
Thankful Meditations.
So. Very much so.
You've already gotten some great feedback.
I did. I've gotten several people text me who I didn't even know were listening, you know, that obviously knows me personally enough to have my number, that were referencing, especially the first week. I think that, and to me, I thought the first one was going to be the best one. And then when me and you got into the second one where we was almost crying, that one was better than the first one.
Yeah,
I think most people were referencing the first one, and I had some people in person and some people out of town that just referenced how much they needed this series. And I think you
That's
know,
good. It,
this is sort of like a first of the year series for us. Like, we finished the other one at the beginning of the year. So I think this is a really good series for all of us, just as people, as humans, as Christians, to start the year off pursuing gratitude. And this is sort of a unique way to do it. We're not teaching on gratitude. We're not giving you 12 steps to gratitude. We're just picking some quotes from famous authors, Christian leaders, poets like today, theologians, things like that. And I think the last one's from the Bible. And we're just thinking on them, meditating on them. And it'll help us be more thankful and increase gratitude because somebody sent me this week, too, that gratitude changes attitude. And when we increase our thankfulness, when we are intentionally thankful and we meditate on those things, it begins to open up a whole different level to how we see the life, how we see the day, our attitude towards things. And so I personally am trying to start this year being more thankful and have more gratitude because I tend to not be that person. I don't like to admit it, but I tend to not be a person who's focusing on the good and being thankful for it. I tend to sort of push aside the good or just expect it and focus on whatever goes wrong. You know what I mean? So I'm that person that has, and maybe you guys can relate, I'm that person who has one bad thing happen in the day and the whole day's ruined. Instead of all the good things that we can be thankful for, that then make us realize there's way more good than there is tough or bad or annoying or whatever. So I'm just trying to increase my thankfulness. And we mentioned, I think, in the first episode that this struck me a couple of years ago or so when I heard this NPR broadcast. If you want to go take a look at it, it's it was actually a book, and they did a sort of like a TED Talk NPR series on Thanks a Thousand, A Gratitude of Journey by A.J. Jacobs. And what happened there is he just pursued this idea of what happens if I thanked everybody for this cup of coffee. And it led him to realizing that he'd have to kind of thank the whole world for that one cup of coffee. So he finds himself going from not just the barista, but all the way to the farmer and actually thanking them in person. And it changed his whole outlook on everything. So when I heard that, I don't know, it just stuck with me. I thought maybe I should be that person. You know, I'm not flying to Brazil to thank my coffee maker, but that was sort of the thought. So that's what we've been doing. So we've done two already. Today's the third one.
Yeah.
And Steph, you want to read the quote or?
Yeah. Well, first I'll let you know this is episode 191.
Yeah, there you go.
So the quote is from John Milton. Gratitude bestows reverence, allowing us to encounter everyday epiphanies, those transcendent moments of awe that change forever how we experience life and the world.
Yeah, this is a deep quote. I told Steph, this one's very deep. The next one's a little quicker, a little more succinct. But John Milton is, he's the one that authored Paradise Lost. He is basically considered, and you're talking like 17th century, mid-early 1600s to mid-1600s when his death happens. I think he died 1647, something like that. I'm going by memory. But anyway, and he wrote Paradise Lost. He is considered the greatest British poet of all time. And so obviously you can tell that this has sort of a poetic feel to it. So I think what we want to do, and we'll throw this up on social so you don't have to remember it. I'll read it again as we go through. But we want to just kind of talk through it and by talking through it, meditate on it, and figure out like what he's referring to. So he says, I'll read it again and we'll start breaking it down. Gratitude bestows reverence, allowing us to encounter everyday epiphanies, so those transcendent moments of awe that change forever how we experience life and the world. Right. So that first part, I've been thinking today about the second part a little bit more as I've been trying to meditate on this. Mm-hmm. But he said, gratitude bestows reverence. So if you are thankful for something, then you have sort of a reverent posture towards it, a holy posture towards it. I think he's referring specifically to godly reverence. Mm-hmm. So when we have gratitude, when we're thankful, then we are being we are operating in reverence towards God, which would be the phrase we like to use in the church, the phrase you see in the Bible, is in the fear of God, right? So we're not scared of him, but it's this holy reverence. Like I'm not scared of my father, but I revere him. I feel reverence towards him. In other words, there's great, great respect. So if we have gratitude, if we have thankfulness, Milton is saying that it leads us into a holy reverence of God, a holy fear of God. And then that allows us, this is the part I've been paying attention to, mm-hmm. that allows us to encounter everyday epiphanies. And so when you think epiphanies, in a church world, he's not using this in this term, but in a church world, epiphany is referring to the manifestation of Christ, like, for example, when you hear Epiphany Sunday, to the Gentiles, at the birth of Christ when the wise men show up, right? And so it's this presentation of Jesus to the Gentiles. And so he's saying, and that's a churchy way, but he's saying that allows us to encounter everyday epiphanies. An epiphany is like an aha moment. And so we know that an epiphany moment related to Jesus is like us encountering Jesus in the flesh. So he's saying that gratitude makes us have this fear of God, and then it allows us to have this aha moment, this epiphany moment, but also sort of interact directly with God, right? Because when you are, at least for me, when I am going, man, oh God, thank you for this. I had this happen earlier today, not a few minutes ago when we had to literally kick the door down to get in our podcast room. Something was wrong with the lock, and if we didn't do it tonight, we were in trouble, so I literally kicked it in, and the whole wall looks like it's about to fall off. But not that moment. But earlier today, I was teaching this preaching workshop with some people in our church, and when we finished it, I was just like, man, God, thank you for this. This is amazing that you would bring these people together, that of what you're doing. You know, it was just this thankful moment, and it made me just revere God, which then is like this epiphany. It's like this aha. It's like this is what's important. You know what I mean? And I even said to Pastor Matt, because the majority, he's our Caswell campus pastor, the majority of people in that room were from his campus that he had been working on and leading up, and so he brought them together to this preaching workshop. And I told him, I messaged him later on this app we use, and I said, voice message, and I said, this is what really matters, right? We can sit around counting weekly attendance that varies from week to week to week to week to week, right? And slowly over time, you see it increase. But what really matters is we just put 7 different people in a room, not count me and Matt, 7 different people who we see this call on their life to teach or preach or whatever. And that's pretty cool. So it's like this aha epiphany moment of that's what really matters.
Yeah.
And he's saying, like, when you have gratitude, all of a sudden you get this reverent fear of God, this holy respect for the one in which you are, you know, you are in the presence of. And then that leads to these sort of epiphany moments in everyday life. Like, life can be boring and monotonous, but within the boring and monotonous of life, there are so many things to be thankful for. And if you get thankful for those simple things, it's like this aha, that's what really matters.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then he goes on to say that those are those transcendent moments of awe that change forever how we experience life in the world, right? And so all of a sudden they just open you up to what I'm taking from this personally as I meditated is they open you up to these moments in life where you go, God is real. He gives good gifts. They're all around me. And these simple little gifts give me an awakening, an aha moment of what really matters. You know what I mean? And anytime you and I can focus on what really matters, everything else loses its power over us. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many things that can discourage you in a day, right?
Yeah.
Some of them big, some of them little. Some of them building over time. You know what I mean? Like, something annoying that continues to happen over and over and over again, and it just drives you crazy, and you get annoyed with it. There's so many things that can discourage you. And then there can be big stuff that can discourage you, right? Like, stuff happening in the world. Like, just last night, Olivia comes to me and says, "Daddy, did you see this plane hit this helicopter and all these people are dead?" You know, and just things like that in the world, tragedies. There's so many things that can discourage you. But I think that what he's referring to, and I'm feeling this right now, I don't know how good a job I'm doing, but I'm feeling it, that if we will be grateful for things and thankful, all of a sudden God becomes real. And like in our presence, in our midst, like he's not using that epiphany word in that way. But it's the same overall thought. Like an epiphany is sort of a revealing of God to us, or an awakening that we have towards his realness, or to the truth, or to these aha moments that sort of just reset for us what is most important, right? And that tends to take all the discouragement and things that, you know, stifle us, or get us in a rut, or make us down and depressed. It tends to subside those things, because if what's important is in line, then all the rest of that stuff really don't matter as much as we've made it matter. You know what I mean?
True.
And it starts to, he says, it starts to transcend how we experience life and the world around us, right? And I think I feel like I have experienced this today, just in that one moment of thankfulness. Now, I've had a lot of random things going on lately. I've had some worries, some fears of things. There's some decisions got to be made. I don't know what to do, you know, things like that. And there's been some stresses at home and stuff with the kids and stuff like that. So today it was just, I just had this moment where I can't explain it. It's kind of like what he said, where I was just like, God, think this is cool. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, this is cool. This was really cool. And then it led me to go, thank you, God, for that. And then real quick, it made me awaken to the fact of, this is what really matters, you know? Because personally, I get caught up all the time in if things aren't going exactly right, right? If they're not going exactly like they're supposed to, then I'm discouraged and it's a bad day. Mm-hmm. But if I pause and realize that there's something significant to be thankful about, all of a sudden, that discouragement doesn't have the hold on me that it had on me before. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
Yeah. And that's just how I felt it today. And I think that this is a very beautiful way of putting what I just said. Or mm-hmm. I'm taking his beautiful words and dumbing them down for myself. Maybe that's a better way to say it. But when we are thankful, all of a sudden, we have a holy reverence or fear of God. Mm-hmm. God is real. God is in charge. God is good, right? And then that leads us to sort of wake up in that moment, just sort of an aha. And then we start to see the world different, right? So like for me, I am constantly discouraged in things church, always. And I will start focusing on those things, and I'll miss the good things that God's doing. You know what I mean? And the things I should really be paying attention to and thankful for. You know, and so like a moment like today just kind of opened me up to, who cares whether attendance last week was down from the week before, right? If we can put six people, and this is just a random example, of course, because it happened to me today. If we put six people in a room that we've identified at that one campus who are going to grow in their gifts, and we're going to give them, you know, a spot to do that, we want to help them with it, man, that's incredible. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, that's really incredible. Like, and I felt this extreme thankfulness for Matt, but also for those people in the room. And then that led me to just thanking God, because he's the only one that's going to be doing that anyway, right?
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, I'm thankful for that. And then the things that I'm discouraged about or worried about, they just kind of fall away. And I see the world, at least today, a little different. Now, I'm sure I'll wake up tomorrow and have the same battle with discouragement, but that's what I think, that's the journey that we're on here with this particular series. And that's what I think gratitude or innate deep thankfulness to God does.
Yeah.
Is it has a way of awakening us to what is most important, and then it changes our view, right? Like if you and I walked around with a conscious thought about always, we had always had a conscious thought about what was really important, right? Mm-hmm. Then I don't think we would let half the stuff discourage us that discourages us. You know what I mean?
No, I totally agree.
You know what I mean?
There's it's a really big time of discouragement.
Yeah.
Just with the current state of things. But
yeah, I agree.
I think if I can bring my perspective on it, I had a really tough day. So I feel like doing this podcast episode in particular, it's helping me like reset my mindset, and I'm hoping to leave here and also practice more gratitude because I don't want to go to bed the way I felt earlier. Yep. And it's really like, I'm just really encouraged by like what you shared too, because I'm like, I could have tapped into more gratitude today and like focused on something other than that current thing that was discouraging me. And I knew that.
Right.
But guess what? I didn't. So this is really nice.
Well, it's such, like what you just articulated, it's such a simple thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yet the simple things are the most difficult. You know
what
I mean?
They are the most difficult.
It's such a simple thing. Like when we talk about stuff like when we talk about spiritual disciplines, like how simple is it to pray? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's so simple. And yet,
so simple.
It is difficult to do. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like how simple is it to be completely honest and truthful with the people that are around you? It's a simple thing, mm-hmm. and yet it can be difficult, right? And so it's just like this, like gratitude, being thankful, is such a simple thing.
It's so simple.
And it changes everything when we walk in it, and yet it's quite difficult. I have found in life in particular that the things that are the simplest are the most difficult to do. Like nothing we are saying here, and even John Milton, greatest British poet of all time, right? Mm-hmm. Nothing we're saying here, nothing he's saying here is rocket science. Right? You know what I'm saying? Like this is not some sort of difficult concept. You know what I'm saying? Like
true.
How basic is it to be thankful, right? I mean, it's so basic. And yet it's hard. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, obviously, you know, I guess this is just a piece of our sinful nature that we battle until we are perfected in Jesus. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
this is just part of this fallen world that we constantly are looking for more than we have, and that we are, and not necessarily in some sort of financial gain or specific, like we're looking for things to go exactly right for us to be in a good mood or to be happy or to be thankful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't tell you how many times one little thing has thrown me off and made me not thankful for something I really ought to be thankful for. You know what I mean? Like, just take jobs, for example, right? Just jobs. Like I got a job, everything's good, right? God blesses me with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have money, I have influence, I have whatever it is, right? Responsibilities, I'm contributing to society, I'm contributing to my household. And one little thing can happen. And it might be two little things, it might be five little things, right? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden we're super annoyed with this job we really ought to be thankful for, right? Even if it's just in the moment, you know. And I'm just speaking to me, right? I feel that constantly. And this is something that my wife, that Valerie, does really well. She tends to naturally, or maybe it's not naturally, maybe she's just adapting to it, but she tends to be more naturally thankful. And so she won't all of a sudden just be super frustrated with the whole thing just because of one little piece. You know what I mean? And that's a struggle for me. But I find that the conscious thankfulness does end up doing what Milton's talking about, where it sort of brings God real and in front of you, like a literal epiphany, and it begins to change how you see things. And like we said, though, simple but extremely difficult to do. I think that's why, like in our, that's where I was going. In our sinful nature, we have to consciously do this, right? We have to consciously say, gotta be thankful. Gotta be thankful. You know, God, thank you for this. God, thank you for that. And there's this guy. I don't know if he'll listen to the podcast or not. I might embarrass him, but we were in two different occasions. We were in Western North Carolina helping with the disaster relief recently. And so about a month ago or so, a month and a half ago, and then just last week. And there was this guy who was doing all the cooking for all the teams that were coming, because teams were coming from all over the place, right, to help. And he was with this one organization. And so what he does is he's got this big pool behind, like I'd call it a food truck, but it's like a big smoker and cook food out of it and all this stuff. And he just feeds people in disaster teams. One man show rolls in. He's been feeding people for months at this point. And every time this guy says, so we've been kind of picking on him behind the scenes. Every time he says something, he'll go, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord."
That's cool.
"Thank you, Lord." So he'll be like, "We got," you know, he'll tell the meeting, like we were there. He would be like, "All right, tonight we got," I can't forget it because it was a great meal. "We got smoked meatloaf and we got mac and cheese and we got their version of Texas Roadhouse rolls." And then he would go, "We got smoked meatloaf, thank you, Lord. And we got mac and cheese, thank you, Lord." You know what I mean? And it was nice. It was funny. It was almost like a tick, right?
Yeah.
But I can't stop thinking about it. And so when we went back this recent time last week, he's on a break. Because they've kind of changed what they're doing. They're restructuring it, you know, as the new year has started. And he wasn't there. And so every time we ate a meal, I found myself joking with the people with us who were there last time and going, "Thank you, Lord." Right. "Thank you, Lord." Right. But there's something to that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It
like,
is.
There's something to that. There is just it's like we have to force ourselves. I'm not saying you got to say thank you, Lord, after everything you do. But I grew from that little thing. Because it shows you how this is something, it's simple and it's hard, and it means that we have to, in our fallen state, in a simple world, we have to be intentional about this. And you can't just say, "Well, I'm walking in a posture of gratitude," and you just walk in it. Like, you got to intentionally be thankful. And I think what Milton's getting at is you got to be thankful about all these little things. It's not just, yes, I'm thankful for God and my job, but it's, if you walk in and you're like, "You know, I'm thankful I've got an office. It's nice to have an office," right? Mm-hmm. Or, you know what I mean? Then it's almost like that dude was doing, "Thank you, Lord," after everything. It's an intentional act that changes your outlook. That's what he's saying, right? It changes your outlook. Now, all of a sudden, whatever comes along, like if you're sitting at your office and you're like, "Man, I'm thankful this is an office," and then a problem pops up, you're going to probably react different because you're coming from a place of thankfulness versus, you know, just ignoring the blessings that God's put in front of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like you have to be intentional with it nonstop. And that's why I think it's difficult, right? Simple. That's why I think it's hard. It's because our posture, our sinful nature posture, is not to be thankful. It's to want more, to want it better, to want it quicker, to want it faster.
Yeah.
And to not want to deal with nothing, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, this sounds horrible to say out loud, but sometimes I judge whether my day was good or not based on what I had to deal with. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm constantly looking for, well, a day is only good if I didn't have to deal with no crap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we just, I think we sinfully want things to just be good and perfect and us not have to deal with nothing. If we have to deal with something, now all of a sudden things are bad, right? And I don't know anywhere I was going with that. I think that's just natural part. That's why we have to be so intentional about it, because that's naturally where we go, right? Unchecked, no thoughts. We just go to selfishness, self-centeredness, mm-hmm. and not wanting to deal with no crap. Just let's just get through the day, you know.
See, that's funny because that actually left my mouth today. I said, "I don't want to deal with this." Uh-huh. I said that at my job today. It was something I was dealing with. And I was like, "I don't want to." That's funny you say that anyway.
Yeah, and I didn't know that, right? But I just think that's why we have to be intentional, because we naturally are sort of postured towards not wanting to be bothered.
It just happens sometimes, you know, but just, it's really good for you to...
We're just naturally selfish, and it's okay for us to admit it. I don't think I don't think that we are hurting anything by admitting that we naturally are selfish, and thankfulness is this way that sort of gets rid of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know that sounds bad, but I don't even feel bad about that I said that today, because I knew what I was dealing with.
Right.
But, you know, I felt a feeling, and that's just, it's just genuine.
Sure.
But, yeah, I agree. Like, I would rather have been, when I took my lunch break today, I would rather have been like, this is a time to be thankful, instead of being like, let's stew.
Right. And so it's like, what do you feed? If you,
yeah.
I don't think this is one of the quotes in there, but if you feed gratitude, then it changes everything. If you feed, let's be annoyed, let's stew about, right? You know what I mean? That's why,
yes.
That's why us just sitting around venting is almost always a bad thing.
Yeah.
Unless it is on purpose with someone that you can trust to guide you appropriately, right?
Yeah.
That's the difference between, man, we did a podcast a long time ago. I think Chloe was leading this time with me a long time ago. It was about spilling the tea.
That was Chloe.
I didn't even know what that meant, right? She had to bring me into the new lingo, right? It was about gossip. I think it was in Sins Christians Ignore That Mess Us Up. I think that was a series.
Yes. I remember that one.
And that episode about gossip was a game changer. Because one of the things we talked about was venting is usually gossip unless it's to a specific person who you have entrusted to guide you spiritually, right? And that can be a friend. It doesn't have to be a pastor or some weird title.
Right.
But it's somebody they're going to lead you godly. You're not just they're just not sitting around stewing up the tea with you, right? I don't even know if that's a word. Stirring up the tea. I don't know.
That's anyway, better than right, stewing up
stewing
the tea.
Stewing up the tea. That sounds weird. Perking the tea. Steeping the tea. There
steeping
we go.
Steeping the tea. Okay.
You know, you got to watch who you vent to.
True.
And I don't even know where we was going with that part. But anyway,
you're talking about the spill the tea episode, yeah.
Yeah, and you mentioned sitting around
stewing on it during my lunch break. I was just like in my office like.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I think once again that thankfulness has a way of dispelling that.
Truly.
Right, because if we are, I don't remember which, maybe one of these, if we're sitting around thinking about, I think it was the first episode of this series that gratitude, thankfulness is the highest thought that we can think. If we're sitting around thinking about things we're grateful for, it's really hard to stew, if that's the case, right?
True.
It's really hard to sit around and continue to be annoyed. Annoying things are going to happen. Discouraging things are going to happen. Nobody's saying that you walking in thankfulness is going to get rid of discouragement and annoyance and problems and all those things. That's not the case. But our attitude and our outlook on it changes when we're thankful. That's what Milton's pointing out.
Yeah, it changes how you handle it.
Yeah, yeah.
So but yeah, this is a great reminder. But yeah, the reason I brought it up is because I feel like there's going to be somebody that feels like I did today.
Sure.
And I just thought, you might need to hear that. And you need to hear that, hey, we needed to hear this message today.
For sure. I did.
Yeah.
This one came to life for me today. And it doesn't usually happen that way. You know, I had already thought of some thoughts about this as I was meditating on it this week off and on.
Mm-hmm.
And then it all just kind of popped up today. I want to tell you, though, to tell everybody, too, that sometimes meditating on something works like this. So, and this will be the last thought, we'll move on. But you meditate on something, you think about it, right? You think about how this, so this is a particular quote. You meditate on it, you think about it, it's a piece of scripture. You meditate on it, think about it. And then all of a sudden, though, your thoughts could change dramatically on it because a real life situation pops up that makes it real for you and vivid for you. And I don't know if I would have seen that today as well or noticed it if I wouldn't have been meditating on this prior, right?
Yeah.
So meditate on these things, but also look for something in your everyday life to sort of illuminate it. That's what happens for me in here. Whatever we've planned on to talk about, I've thought about it. I've thought about what we're going to talk about for the most part, right? I mean, you and I don't usually have a whole lot of plans, but we're thinking about it. And then when we actually sit down and talk about it, it gets real for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's what happened to me today with it, too. So meditate on these things for sure, but then look for real life, in the middle of the trenches of life, thing to pop up that makes this real for you. That's what happened with me today. I'm thankful for it. Very thankful for it. Anyway, that's all I got on this one.
Yeah. Well, I do like this quote, and I'm definitely going to meditate on it more this evening. And I look forward to trying to apply it more to my day tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Well, honestly, after this, but then also tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure. You know, that's the cool thing. The one of the biggest, the coolest things about life is that God's mercies are new every single morning.
Yeah, right? That's beautiful.
And the fact that there is this rhythm to things, like the rhythm to the day, is that tomorrow is a brand new day, right?
Thank you,
Sun comes up and it's a new day. And whatever you didn't do that you are, you know, maybe down on yourself about, I wish I handled it different, you get a different day to handle it, right?
Yeah.
You know, and different outlook. And hopefully we can take what we've learned the day before, move it into the next day, and do a little bit better than we did the day before, right?
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's it.
All righty. Well, we look forward to this next episode coming up as well that we might record soon.
We better, since I busted the door down, we better get two done.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we need to post a picture of the door.
We probably should.
Anyway.
We probably should, because it's bad.
Well, thank you for sharing your insight, Pastor Adam.
Yes, ma'am.
And I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your week, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, guys. See
you
soon.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. Have a good day.